The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Spooky day is finally here. Woo! I love this time of year so much. Plus, Otto here in a little bit is going to give us some information on eating. I can't believe I'm saying this, boogers. But I can't believe I'm saying this. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't even know why or how this came about, but apparently it's a new can. What is this?
All right.
Otto?
So there was the brand that brought us breast milk ice cream. Remember that?
I do remember that.
And now they're bringing us Frida's Boogie Bites. So they recruited actual booger eaters and to get the taste down.
Who admitted that they do that?
Hey, it's time. Times are tough. You got to do what you got to do for a paycheck.
So they made the boogers taste sweet, a little bit salty, They're packed with vitamin C. And you can get them right now on GoPuff for $3.99 a box.
No, you cannot. You would have to pay me, like Anthony said.
You wouldn't eat a boogie bite for $100?
Never. Oh, yeah, for $100? Yeah, I'll eat a boogie bite for that. It's food. It's not real. I have a friend whose daughter, I'm not going to say her name because now she's a little bit older. She used to do this. She used to eat her own boogers. And I just was like, what are you doing? I said, why are you doing that? What does it taste like? And she said, cheese. Oh! Oh! God! I've never been
just,
able to get that.
I think you just made Jack throw up.
I just never been able to get over that. And now that she's big and she's like beautiful, I can't help but wonder, does she still do that?
She was ahead of the trend here, according
obviously
to
with the candy.
The development.
Now you're making money with that. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony?
Let's kick it off by celebrating National Caramel Apple Day.
Oh, I love a good caramel apple, but here's the problem with caramel apple. It gets in your teeth. It gets all over your face. You ever try to eat it like that?
So it's a messy eat.
So I buy the dip, the caramel apple dip. I slice it up. I core the apples for me and Otto. And then we dip. We take some of the stuff, put it on a plate, and you dip it in there.
You dip. We dip.
Yeah.
One of the greatest candies ever is the caramel apple suckers.
Oh,
have you ever had those?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You get to the center, all that caramel's at the bottom of that.
Those are welcome in my Halloween bag.
Not at the bottom, but inside the lollipop. I can't believe I just said that. But the only time I've ever eaten those is for Halloween when I would go trick-or-treating and I would see that in my little pumpkin or my pillowcase. I'd be like, I can't wait to get home and eat that.
Those are my grandma's go-to candies. So I have very fond memories of those. And of course, today is Halloween.
Happy Halloween. When you're trick-or-treating, according to the local police department, they say it starts at 5. So, yes, you can start trick-or-treating at 5. But by 9 p.m., they want the kids home. I didn't know that. I was reading about it.
That feels like a reasonable time. I'm not answering my door after 9 p.m.
Otto, you're the guy. Every time we do this, and it's like 8:30, he's tired. He's so excited in the beginning. Anthony, he's like, oh, what are you wearing? By 8:30, he's like, here. He just starts dumping all the candy and the pumpkins and pillowcases.
I start dumping, and I'm like, all right, turn off the light, lock the doors.
Happy Halloween.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
People change. Looks change. The way you dress changes. Things happen, especially when you got life going on. Does that mean you can just go talk to other people because your person doesn't do what they used to do? No. What Abigail, you know, contacted us. She sent me a DM, a direct message. She said, I know my man Ronnie is talking to somebody else. And I thought, you know, they've been together a while. Maybe that's what she's thinking. But he was talking to someone else. And then he made up all these excuses. Now, it didn't technically go down in the DM.
He didn't do anything wrong.
No, technically. Yeah. But there was a lot going on in this down in the DM.
Why are you talking to this woman? Seriously, tell me, or it's over. I'm done.
Let's talk tonight, okay?
No, what are you doing? What is this about?
It's you, all right? It's you. You sit around in old pajama pants all day. You don't get ready. We never go anywhere.
Really?
I was just talking. I didn't do anything.
You're blaming me? You're blaming me for you cheating on me. Are you serious?
Did you hear what I just said?
We all heard what you just said. You did tell the woman, oh, I don't want to meet up with you. But you said to her, I like looking at you. It was just so weird. And then he's accusing her of all these things, right? He says, you don't get ready. You just sit around. You know what she said? Oh, conveniently, that part was left out. She said, oh, you know what I'm doing for you? Cooking for you, cleaning for you. I go to work. I pick up the house. That's why she's tired. And you want her to feel all sexy and get all ready, exhausted.
I think being in a relationship, part of the relationship is looking good for your partner.
I wish you said that at night, Otto, when you came to bed in your gym clothes. Ooh. I wish you thought like that.
Well, at least I'm going to the gym, and that's for you.
Otto did tell me one time when I heard her say that, when I heard Ronnie say that, he said to me, I get dressed up to come to work, right? I can do my hair. I do my makeup. The minute I walk in the door, it's
all that's out the window.
It's
huh?
house shoes. It's house clothes. I don't know if anybody else has house clothes, but I have house clothes. He said, man, everybody at work gets to see the good you. And I was like, oh, my heart. And Otto, it did hurt me, but what did I do?
She went and got herself some new PJ sets.
I did. I got me some cute PJ sets.
They're a humongous upgrade. I love them.
I was wearing Otto's old ratty grease-stained
shirts. Yeah, like grease-stained shirts that had holes in them and these pink sweats that were like torn up at the bottom. And it was just... She looked homeless.
You want me to save money? You said stop shopping.
Well, I mean, you have a lot of clothes that you could wear besides those clothes, okay?
Well, I did get new PJs. But one of the things that I've had to explain to him sometimes is I need help. Like, you know, and I said this a little earlier, but when he says to me, hey, let's go do something, and I'm bored, and I literally haven't stopped, you don't understand how annoying, and sometimes I'm not even annoying, how hurtful that is, that you don't see me. I need you to see me. I think Abigail doesn't feel seen. I'm moving around. I'm working around the house, and you're like, I'm bored?
But I don't really think that's what we should be discussing. I think it's more about keeping your appearance up for your partner, taking care of yourself for your partner.
Help. I need some help.
I had a woman tell me the other day that her husband has gained like 30, 40 pounds, and she told him, she was like, oh, I got you a membership. I'm trying to get, you know, you should probably try to get back in shape. He said, for what? He said, I'm married. I got kids. What does it matter?
That was kind of disrespectful to her.
She was like, I tried to look my best for him. Why wouldn't he try to look his best for me?
But you know, the problem is she didn't tell him that. It's about communication. She doesn't want to hurt his feelings, though. And that's the difference. You hurt my feelings with the PJ thing. And then you hurt my feelings again with me wondering. I'm going back and forth the house working. You're like, I'm bored.
I shouldn't have done that. That was the bad part. But the PJ part, that's on you.
No, you're right about that. You're right. And I do love my new PJs. But I don't know that you can excuse that. I'm going to get old. You're going to get old. People change. Love has to endure that. If she's physically not getting ready, it's because something's going on. She's tired. She just said, I'm doing all these things. And what you're doing is looking, you're talking to another woman. Mm. Like, he's got time, obviously, to help. He's just not using it the right way.
Yeah.
So, hey, are you going through this? Have you been through it? Do you communicate with your partner about this particular conversation? 877-730-DCS1. Call us now because we need to talk about this next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can we talk about this man who blamed his girl for him talking to another woman? Now, he didn't overstep the boundary. He didn't go for it. He told the woman, I have a girlfriend. But the fact that he said, oh, you're not getting ready anymore. You're walking around the house in PJs to excuse his behavior for his wandering eye or whatever, wandering thumbs on Instagram or whatever it was he was doing. That hurt my heart because she said, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like getting ready. I don't feel like going out anymore. And I understand that because I do a lot around the house, and sometimes Otto will tell me, he will say, hey, I'm bored. Let's go do something. As I'm physically running from one room to the other, folding, washing, cooking, and it hurts my heart that you don't see me, that I'm unseen at that moment.
I definitely see and appreciate everything you do for our household.
You don't see me doing that when you're seeing yourself saying, I'm bored.
Well,
let's go do something.
I have the right to be bored, too, and want to do other things.
And what do I tell you? Go! I'm busy. And then he's like, oh, maybe I should get up and do something. There's a whole study. USC did a study that says women, our stress levels go up when our husband is sitting on the couch. That's real.
That wasn't just a meme?
No, it's a meme, but it's a meme based on a real study that was done by the University of Southern California. So Elizabeth is holding on the line. Hi, Elizabeth. What do you think about this whole conversation that we're having?
Yeah, so I think he's totally wrong.
Thank you.
You should have had a conversation with her and let her know before entertaining other women. And honestly, I felt it when you said one of the most stressful things for a woman to do is see her husband sit on the couch.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I was stressed until I left my husband. I would cook, clean, take care of the kids, work, take him to the appointments, and he would sit down after work, and I resented him because he would tell me, you know, well, why don't you want to go out? Why don't you want to do things? I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
I always say Otto was vacuuming the house the other day, and I'll just tell you now, this is a grown-up sentence. I said, that's the greatest foreplay of all time. Sorry, he was helping me clean the house. Yes. And I was like, yes, sir, let's go. Let's go. Is.
And it worked out for me.
Right? Yes. So I agree. If they just help us a little bit more, then I don't think there would be issues. And I feel like he should have totally addressed that with her.
Now, you said that you left your husband. Did you? So you divorced him.
Yes, we were together for 17 years. I have two kids, and I did it all. I considered myself a single mom, even though I was not single.
That's so tough. You're like, why do I have you dragging me down? You're not helping me anyway.
Right. Getting the kids up for school in the morning, and he'd come and make his coffee, and I was like in a rush, and I was like, I wouldn't even get to have my coffee. So
you're like, why are you even here? Are you happier now?
I am. I'm so much happier. I might be, you know, I might be a single parent, but I'm happy, and my kids can see it too, and everyone else can see when, you know, we're not together and he's not stressing me out.
I'm sorry that things didn't work out. I wish he'd been different, but I'm happy for you that you're in a better space.
So was it just was it just the cleaning, or was there other things that were going
just
on?
Just the cleaning. Honey, anyway.
Well, I asked her.
I could have looked past the other things, like not being involved, but like coming home and working all day. I would be the only one that would drop the kids off at school. I would take them the appointments to take them on vacations. Mm. I mean, I did 100% of the work, and, you know, he just, it was exhausting.
It was like having another child almost. That's what it sounds like.
It was.
Yeah.
He wouldn't clean up after himself. I would have to wash his dishes. I mean, it was just, it was a lot just thinking about it. So I think communication is a big thing. Like if something's bothering you, don't entertain other women.
How about not do that and make things, you're just escalating an already a problem in the relationship already, rather. So are you dating?
Yeah, I am. It's going terribly.
Oh, no.
Terribly.
Why?
But, well, men my age, so I'm 32, they don't want to commit. I don't know why. They'll say, you know, they want a long-term relationship and then be done after 2 months because it's getting too serious. So I'm not giving up. But
no, you absolutely do not. My girlfriend found her guy on, I can't remember which dating app, but she went through a lot of frogs, but she married a prince. They now have, you know, they're married. They've been married over 6 years now. And she said the same thing for a long time, but she did not give up. Don't give up on love. It will find you. Because you sound like a wonderful person, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for sharing your story. We love you.
I really appreciate it. Yes, thank you. I love your show, and thank you for hearing me out.
Of course. Somebody's got to listen to you, girl. All right, I love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love y'all. Bye.
I knew that when I said the couch thing, it would hit, and it's a real study.
I thought it was a joke.
It's not.
I thought it was a meme, really, because I saw that exact same thing, and I was like, oh, that's a funny meme.
So they did make it a meme, but it's cortisol levels go up in a woman when their partner just sits there while they're working. So maybe you can talk to your person about it if it annoys you, because your cortisol is going up and it's bad for your health.
It is.
Stress is really bad for your health. Okay.
Bad for your heart, bad for your gut, bad for your whole body.
There's a Halloween candy that I believe is bad for your gut too.
Oh.
It's not
chocolate, I know that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let me explain to you what a chupacabra is. A chupacabra comes from this folklore legend. It's this beast that supposedly goes around and eats farm animals, like from goats to small cattle, calves. I swear to you, I never believed in it. I told Otto that that's just not true. I mean, we never talked about it. Let's just say I've heard about it, never talked about it. One time we're driving, very desolate country. There's nothing. And Otto had been driving. I said, hey, let me drive for you, give you a break, take off from the convenience store, not even a mile away. I see to the right of me, in my peripheral vision, an animal. And there's these red eyes.
Glowing.
And it has this weird stuff on the back of it. It almost looks like a cross between a wolf and a dog and a Tasmanian devil. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And it doesn't have hair. You know the Mexican dog, the Zolo dog? They're indigenous. They've been around for, you know, thousands and thousands of years. It looks like a cross between that and some kind of wild beast. And I got so scared. I didn't say anything for like one whole second. And that doesn't sound like a long time, but look. And then Otto said, did you see that or am I crazy? I said, yes, I saw it.
Because I was looking and I was thinking, yeah. Is this really happening? Am I really seeing this?
And then he says, should we go back? I said, no. I pushed.
I was the white guy in the movie.
Yeah.
Let's go back and get killed. Exactly. I said, no, white man, we're going to keep driving. We're going to push the pedal to the metal. And I did. I drove faster. And the entire way, I kept saying, I can't believe I just saw that. That was a chupacabra. Now I understand why people talk about these things. This is a big country with a lot of open space. So it is likely that a wild animal could live out there and not be seen.
And they prey on like a lot of like animals too, right? Farm animals.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that, like cows and stuff.
Those are the people.
We were definitely a farm country.
Well, yeah. Good luck. The chupacabras have to make their way to Argentina now. So
you're getting deported. Good. I don't know if you've ever heard of La Llorona. My grandmother swears she heard La Llorona.
Ooh.
I don't know if you know the legend, but this is a lot. But this woman supposedly was cheated on. Her husband was unfaithful. So she took their children to the river and drowned them.
Mm. This one scared me as a kid.
To hurt him, to make him feel like he made her feel. And then after she realizes what she did, she jumps into the river and kills herself. And then her spirit wanders aimlessly for eternity, searching for her children. And that's why you hear those cries when you know, there's a body of water near you, like a river or an arroyo, like a little.
So we used to live right on the Rio Grande, and you would hear the cries from the coyotes all night. And that's where I think that this folklore comes from, because it sounded like a woman or a baby crying all night.
I don't know. My grandma said it was not a coyote. She said it was not an animal. She swears she heard the cries of a woman, and she was not superstitious about that kind of thing. Have you ever seen a chupacabra or a skinwalker? Oh my gosh. Or just something that you thought was folklore and now you know 100% it's real. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.